blasts of immense heat dot dozens of vents in the Great Rift Valley. The steam is so hot you can boil an egg in it. To appreciate the power of this heat, there is nowhere better to look than northwest of Kenya's capital, Nairobi. This energy is coming from the earth, and it's essentially limitless. Anna Mwangi is exploring for new geothermal drill sites for the country's electricity generating company. It is producing 962 megawatts of power, but could do a great deal more. Scientists say harnessing geothermal power for electricity is simple.
The steam from the ground is channeled in a steam lines, and these steam lines end up in a power plant, and that steam, of course, it is separated where the liquid phase is taken, injected back into the ground, and the steam, dry steam, is taken to a power plant and runs a turbine generating electricity.
Kenya derives most of its energy from clean sources. It has some of the world's largest geothermal wells and plants. It is also the largest producer of wind and geothermal energy on the continent.
I think Africa stands out now as a viable option to bring about the change so that Africa will make the necessary contribution to greening the environment. And that's why you find major economies having an interest in Kenya specifically and in Africa, basically to reverse the effects of what is happening elsewhere.
Francis Karaoke was recently connected to the grid through a rural electrification program.
Now we have light. We also have fewer cases of theft at night, but there are still people in darkness. We need to light up the entire village.
In most parts, people are now enjoying the benefits of renewable energy.
Many Kenyans are connected to the national grid, while others have installed solar systems. The government says it wants to ensure every home has electricity in the next 10 years.
The idea is, and its goal, is not just to light up the country, but the whole continent. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Al Karia, in the Rift Valley.